This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You got it, Doug.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in gold.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are some people out there saying that hype about Hurricane Irma is just that, hype. But I agree with the governor of Florida and others, as well as the mainline meteorologist. When I say mainline, I mean all of them, agree that this storm has the potential to be the most devastating storm in U.S. history. It's only hit small islands in the Caribbean so far and has destroyed everything, rendering these islands uninhabitable. The storm is still at 180 miles an hour. It's gone as high as 185 miles an hour. Nothing will be left standing but concrete telephone poles. When something's at that speed, it'll even push over concrete buildings. All you'll have is steel girders left. If it hits Cuba, if it hits the Dominican Republic, if it directly hits these areas, which it's starting to graze right now, you're going to see incredible loss of life. And that's why they've said in Florida, get out. Get out of your house. Get out of the state. Get out. The problem is the gas is already sold out in most major cities in Florida, especially in southern Florida and on the East Coast, where many of the tracks show the storm's headed. But NOAA has chosen, with its computers, a track that shows it going towards South Florida and the Keys and then turning a bit towards the west and going into the Gulf of Mexico. And so many times, where does it go once it jumps Florida? Right into Louisiana, right into Mississippi, right into Texas. So you talk about nail biting. If this sucker hits major cities as a Category 3, it is going to create devastation rarely seen. If it hits as a 4 or a 5, or God forbid a 6, it's like 14 Godzillas came out of the ocean. The level of destruction we're about to see. So I'm getting chills personally, and one of our crew members, Quentin Carter, his wife stays part-time in Florida. They've got a house there, and he's going there to take care of her and the dogs. And I tell you, when he lands, everything's already going to be sold out, but he's a smart guy. He's already got a generator and plywood and stuff ready. But he's going to be there reporting from us live, and he's where a lot of the storm tracks say it's going to be hitting, down there on the East Coast in southern Florida. So this is amazing. This is biblical. We just saw the giant storm Harvey, and they're still finding dead bodies there, and much of Houston's already underwater. And unfortunately, this is going to distract some from the aid effort there, but how could it not? Now, Harvey brought us together. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and a lot of times historically, you see this in the Bible as well, great tragedies are visited upon people as a warning to wake up. The left is saying it's global warming, it's man-made. The left is saying pay carbon taxes to globalists. If we had signed on to their carbon taxes 2 years ago, it wouldn't have reduced greenhouse gases that they say drive these storms. And we've seen record lows in hurricanes the last 20 years. That's the Weather Channel's own admission. But now it's heating back up, and this is the biggest, most deadly hurricane ever recorded. Now, typhoons get up to 170, 180 miles an hour because the Pacific Ocean's bigger, and they have storms like this routinely. So clearly, they've only been measuring these for 60 years accurately. You know there's been hurricanes reported by the Spanish galleons and by the British Navy and by the U.S. Navy back before they had all the fancy equipment that talked about not a tree left standing on an island or not a tree left standing on a coastline. Well, we've never seen hurricanes where not a tree's left standing. So they've been hit by sixes, and you know there's been sevens. We've only been recording things for a little bit of time. So when they say this is the most deadly storm in history, it's the most deadly storm ever measured in the Atlantic Ocean. And it is a nuclear storm, as public officials are calling it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to have continued coverage of Hurricane Irma that has already flattened more than 5 major Caribbean islands. It still hasn't hit the bigger islands of Cuba and of Hispaniola, of course, that makes up Haiti and the Dominican Republic, but it's getting very, very close. It's moving slowly through the Atlantic Ocean into the Eastern Caribbean. And Barbuda has been, quote, totally demolished after Hurricane Irma levels 90% of all dwellings, including steel-reinforced concrete structures, totally destroyed. They are now reporting that the island is uninhabitable. Across the board, flights to Caribbean destinations, period, are being canceled by all major airlines. Richard Branson's luxury Necker Island that Obama likes to hang out at, close to Jerry Epstein's private island, destroyed by Hurricane Irma. Completely destroyed. Miami Beach mayor urges residents to get out of town now. This is a nuclear hurricane. The problem is the gas is sold out in almost all areas of southern and particularly eastern Florida. The stores were sold out a day ago. The roads are clogged. A lot of people don't have gas. This is a mega disaster about to happen. If it hits Florida broadside and runs up the state as a Category 4 or 5, it will be biblical. It may just jump the state, leaving a limited trail of disaster and devastation, and smack into the panhandle running up through Tennessee in many of the tracks. Or it may hit Texas and Louisiana again. There's a good chance in some models, they're just not trying to create panic, that if it does jump into the main Gulf of Mexico, that it's going to come into Louisiana or Mississippi. That's where they normally go. And there's a good probability it's going to hit Texas again. So you think about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is incredible. Oh, and Limbaugh, who I'm not attacking, said the media is hyping this. They always overhype hurricanes. It's not going to be as strong when it hits us. And I get he's trying to maintain calm, and he's there on the east coast of Florida, and he's been through many hurricanes, and a lot of times they hype up hurricanes, and they're not bad. So I think it's fair to say what he said, but this is different. This hurricane is a Category 6. So to hype this and to say it's doomsday level for people on its path is not the normal exaggeration. Yes, the media has cried wolf. Folks, no, I don't cover a lot of hurricane news normally, because usually it's hype. I'm covering Irma because we just got T-boned in Texas by Harvey. And Harvey was a soaker and knocked some stuff down and turned over some buildings and things. But it's nothing in its power of Irma. We're going to know in the next 24 to 36 hours where it's going to hit and where it's going to go. And it's like watching a big monster just lumber towards the country. How could you even turn your eyes away from it? It's riveting in a sickening way. A lot of the past have it going up the East Coast and then into Georgia, then into South Carolina. Two nuclear power plants in Florida are directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. Could it cause another meltdown like we saw with Fukushima? South Florida nuclear plants say they're ready. Irma will be devastating for U.S. emergency, says U.S. emergency chief. Yeah, it's very serious knocks to the economy. U.S. military preparations for Hurricane Irma now include four Navy ships and thousands of troops. Dade residents find some pumps dry, water in short supply. That was just hours ago. Now they're saying most pumps dry. That was last night. Now most pumps are dry. Airlines scramble and roads fill as residents and visitors rush to get out of Florida ahead of Irma. Staring into oblivion. Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos brace for impact as Irma powers on after laying waste to multiple Caribbean islands, killing 10 islanders we know of in the deadly path. Protein surfer dies in Barbados catching Irma wave. Home Depot customers attacked in plywood dispute during Hurricane Irma preparations. Irma may topple construction cranes in South Florida. Residents warned to evacuate. Hurricane Irma, big retailers say more supplies are on the way as Amazon gouges customers. Well, they're liberal, so it's okay. Just like Apple and slave factories. As long as you're liberal. Slave factories are cool. Suicide nets are neat. You'll float too, says Amazon chief Jeff Bezos. You'll float too. Hurricane Irma has a potential of affecting every major city in Florida. USA Today reports from reports with NOAA. Hurricane Irma, Florida expected to get hit, but where unclear. So that's just some of the news we're going to be covering today. Meanwhile, they're turning churches and monasteries from Spain to Germany to France over to Islamicists and even taking down the crosses and brands of food that have just crosses tiny in the distance on top of buildings are removing it not to be hurtful of the Muslims. And now another major French monastery turned into an asylum center. Hungarian Prime Minister warns the Islamification of Europe is real. And another big report, Germany and Sweden announce expansion to not just give welfare and free housing to returning ISIS members. This is Der Spiegel reporting it like it's a good thing. But they're going to give them, the headline states, preferential treatment at the head of the welfare line as the red bloody carpet of Islam's victims is rolled out into the Middle East and North Africa, and as 80%+ of the refugees, the invaders, are military-age men. You can rebuild from a hurricane. You can't rebuild from an Islamic takeover. There it is. Returning Islamic State fighters given protected identities to start new lives in Europe. I hadn't seen that one, that Breitbart article. I just had the article yesterday that I'd got to. So I thought I'd mention it, where ISIS fighters in Sweden given preferential treatment for housing and welfare. Now, a lot of people are criticizing Trump for raising the debt limit. They want to scuttle the U.S. economy. They want to lower our bond ratings, Moody's and others. The big central banks have been trying to downgrade the U.S., trying to kill the Trump recovery. They've been trying to and have raised interest rates, what, four times since he got in, trying to put a damper on. They're putting out all this bad news to kill the recovery because they want to consolidate control, and they know the recovery beginning will get Trump's agenda through. So when the Republicans that helped write Obamacare wouldn't repeal it, when they wouldn't give the tax cut, what is Trump supposed to do? He uses leverage, goes with the Democrats, and gets the debt ceiling raised so they can't corner him while we've got major hurricanes and huge disasters, and have Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Barron's and others lower our credit rating and plunge us into a depression that they hang around the neck of populists just like they did in 1929. Just like they blame protectionism for that when it was the whole globalist gear up. History's repeating. So Trump did what he was supposed to do. Getting the $8 billion in aid for Harvey. He's about to need probably $40 billion in aid for Florida alone. They're estimating. That's a conservative number. If we don't prop up the economy now, the globalists are going to implode it. I don't like fiat money. I don't like all this. But the globalists have been using it for 102 years to buy up the world using American money. Now Trump's trying to use it to get the economy going, because we don't have that. We have nothing. For the first time in decades, the debt started going down this year. The trade deficit started going down this year. Trump was taking us in the right direction, but I see Ann Coulter and others going, you didn't do enough with DACA, because you say you'll work with the Democrats and the Republicans if they reform it. You're breaking your promise to all these families that came to the White House and talked about how they were killed by illegal aliens. No, he's not. DACA was done illegally as an executive order by Obama. It's totally lawless. Most of the people are full-grown adults who are lying about being here since they were little. And Trump wants a plan where you show you've been here, you've got a degree, you're out of high school, you don't have a criminal record. Then you could become a citizen, but not a wide open to call anybody that gets here a dreamer with no evidence and have a fiat total legalization. That's a fraud. And the Republicans won't go in there and create a bill that's reasonable, so Trump used executive power that Obama used to create it to kill it. If it was illegally born, then Trump can legally, with that same executive power, kill something. And he said, you fix it, I'll put it through. That's keeping the promise to not let people that have been deported 42 times, 26 times in many of these famous cases, rape, murder, arson, mainly against the Hispanic communities where these people live. But again, the media distorts what he said, just like he did when he said Antifa is bad, too. They said, oh, he's endorsed white supremacists. 3 weeks later, Antifa's running around beating prayer vigils, and the Democrats turned their back on it, realizing the optics weren't working. America wasn't buying it. I'm not just defending Trump to defend him. I'm not getting paid by Trump. I'm defending him because I study the real policies, not what we've been told he's supposedly doing. But we're about to get hit with another massive hurricane. We have to up the debt limit because they're trying to trick him into not doing it to devalue the entire country's rating right when Trump's trying to get our rating to the highest level. We'll be back.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way, nothing's gonna make it happen.
Take the world in a loving way.
and gentlemen, heavy metal thunder. I get in here and I read the news and I go over the information. And it's so ultra massive and so important that I it's like my head's going to explode. And people that know me say, you're so calm in your regular life around your family, around your wife, at dinner. Why are you bouncing off the walls on air? Because I look at hundreds of articles before I get here. I watch dozens of video clips. I read sections of legislation. And then I watch mainstream news and see what they're saying about it. It's incredibly frustrating. Like, I actually watch what Trump says and what he puts out in a press release on DACA, and then I see the conservatives attacking, and then I see the liberals attacking, when what he's doing is incredibly reasonable and is keeping his promises. That's what's frustrating. And it isn't about groveling to Trump. When he's wrong about WikiLeaks, that put him in office, basically, saying it's bad, and when he's wrong about his marijuana war and so many other issues, I talk about it. But as a person overall, he's in our corner trying to turn the country back on financially and culturally and militarily and trying to transfer power back to the people. And then I look at something like Irma coming in. America should be coming together big time with this storm about to hit and praying for Florida and getting ready to support Florida and helping get people out of Florida and other states, because this is an incredible time to be alive right now. But instead, particularly, I see the Democrats trying to get political points out of everything they can. And it's sickening. They need to get in trouble politically and culturally for what they're doing. They're bad people. They're really bad. And I'm sick of them. I'm tired of their crap. And then I see something last night as I was going to bed about this. And I almost couldn't go to bed. It was so powerful. And then I got back up this morning and was at InfoWars.com and saw the report, and I thought, well, surely this is going to be big news all over the place. So I put it into a search engine at 6 a.m. this morning when I got up, and I saw in the news feed maybe five stories on it. Now, I want to post this in full to InfoWars.com. And I don't ever do that with other people's news, but I'm sure the Daily Caller's fine because this is so powerful. But the headline isn't one-tenth as strong as it should be. And when we come back, I'm going to give it that headline and post it to InfoWars.com. And news like this is so powerful that I don't even feel worthy to cover it because I don't feel like I'm going to build it up enough. I don't feel like I'm going to explain it properly and talk about how mega ultra massive it is and how it connects to everything and how it totally illustrates exactly what we're facing. But I'm going to cover it when we come back. Wow. I mean, I'm like a race car engine revving too many thousand RPMs right now. This is just incredible. And it's amazing. I'm going to stop right there. Please financially support the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. We're making it so easy with the very best rated supplements, the very best high-quality water filtration and storable foods, the very best Patriot apparel to spread the word, meet like-minded people. It's quite an adventure to wear an InfoWars.com shirt or a Trump is my president shirt out there. And conservative areas will get your dinner bought for you and might meet your wife or your husband or your great friends. But you'll probably get physically attacked in the area that's fallen to tyranny. But we have 50% off all InfoWars Select storable food. When I say Select, that's the name of our private label. It's their entire spectrum of My Patriot Supply. With promo code IRMA at checkout, you are able to get 50% off. They've never offered it at this. No one else has ever been authorized to do it. This is not like raise the price and drop it 50%. This is 50% off an already incredibly low and competitive price on newly packaged 25-year shelf life, high quality, vacuum sealed, amazing quality storable foods. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Water filtration is 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We're not raising prices like that slime bag Jeff Bezos at Amazon raking people over the coals during a disaster. We lower the prices during the disaster because that's how we want to be treated, too. And then we've got Caveman 50% off, and we've got X2 and Super Male. That's got to end today because we're selling out. That's 57% off.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Get ready.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This breaking news story, if we don't get it out to everyone, will simply become another footnote in the legion of crimes committed by the Clinton crime family and their adjuncts. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a story from the Daily Caller, and it's also in several other major newspapers, that is getting almost no attention today, that broke last night. We posted the story in full to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. One of the top Democrat IT operatives who later fled, or was trying to flee to Pakistan, and who had other members of his family who did flee, who were inside the Democratic Party servers and knew about all the information and crimes that were going on, and knew that Homeland Security had tried to get into the computers 20-plus times, but the Democrats had refused to let them in. Now the case has broken wide open, and we know why Debbie Wasserman Schultz was so threatening to the head of the D.C. police and threatened the Democratic Party and the congressperson that controls that district to cut their funding. Why she would, in broad daylight, be so bold. It was all a giant confidence act. The police report indicates and reports that Wasserman Schultz, IT aide, planted the computer for investigators to find and left them notes specifically for the Justice Department and more. Now, some ask, why would they do that? Because they knew that Seth Rich had been gunned down in the back. They knew others had died. They knew that Homeland Security had been there 20 times under Jay Johnson, who admits in congressional testimony that they wanted in the servers to look at Russian meddling and other foreign agencies in the computers as part of the investigation to Hillary and her server, which was nothing but a Dropbox for foreign operations to get intel. Then they would make donations to her foundation. We now know what was happening. But why is this so mega massive? They've known since April when all this went down that it was planted there for them to find. Folks have said that from the beginning. This has been kept from the public for 5 months. And that there were letters to the Capitol Police, to the Justice Department, and others detailing activities going on in the DNC. Now, why would you do that if you're fearing for your life? That's why I always tell whistleblowers, if you know something, you better get it out. You better not dangle it out there. The DC madam, and Fox News has aired this, back when she died, said on my show she had a bunch of dirt on the officials and that she was going to use it if they didn't leave her alone. And I said, lady, you're going to get killed. You need to put that out right now. And she said, no, I'm not going to get killed. I let her talk to her landlord, where she owned her condo, the manager. I let her talk to detectives involved, you name it. She was murdered. And the suicide net was not even in handwriting that resembled anything of hers. It was in what I'd called, you know, shoddy kind of army officer hitman handwriting. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this is so mega massive because you think about how the FBI, Mueller and Comey, covering up for the Clintons, and the news coming out last week in congressional testimony that Comey had absolved the Clintons and told them in a letter and privately that you will not be found to be guilty. Go ahead and just have a meeting with me for optics. Total fraud. Admitting that he found them not guilty before he even investigated. Admitting that he falsified the investigation that Loretta Lynch was involved in, meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. So this is now unraveling as we speak. That scandal has gotten out front. Their only hope is to have Mueller throw enough garbage at Trump and enough fake charges behind the scenes to have Trump strike a deal with them behind the scenes to call out the dogs. We have the entire Democratic Party power structure, right through Chuckie Schumer, right through Nancy Pelosi. They're all involved. Bill and Hillary Clinton, we have them dead to rights, target on. All we do is pull the trigger at the Justice Department and indict them, and their whole armada is going to the bottom of Davy Jones's locker. This is all about Mueller. It's all about Comey and their obstruction of justice. It's all about them caught perjuring themselves to Congress. It's all about them trying to blackmail the president and claiming they had this letter and then saying they didn't have it and then leaking it to the press and then having to admit that indeed the president didn't tell them to stop the investigation because we had Comey 2 months before in Congress saying the president had never asked him to do it. And that meeting where he was claiming the president had asked him to kill the investigation and obstruct justice had happened before he testified in Congress that first time. They're tied up in knots. They're tied up in lies. They're tied up in corruption. All of this is going on, and now we know this Pakistan family running much of the Democrats' IT and these brothers trying to flee the country were fleeing not from justice, but for their lives. They gave this information to the feds. They gave this information to Trump. And it was enough to get the Capitol Police, Democratic Party operatives, to still know that this information had been given to Trump. This information had been given to Sessions. This information had been given to them. And that if they gave the information back to her, they would be obstructing. Plus, it had already been downloaded and copied by the FBI and by the Justice Department, and they already had copies of the letters. They were asking the Capitol Police to give them a hard drive, to give them a laptop, and to give them hand-typed letters that were already in the hands of the feds. This is beyond any Perry Mason movie I've ever seen. This is beyond anything I've ever imagined, where you've got them so dead to rights. You've got them not letting Homeland Security on their servers when they claim espionage is going on during the campaign. You've got tarmac meetings. You've got Mueller. You've got Comey covering up for the Clintons, covering up for the Bushes, covering up for Obama. You've got all these naked crimes, lying to Congress, getting caught doing it, perjuring themselves, all of it. And then this confidence game of the media claiming Trump and the libertarians and the Republicans are all Russian agents and that's why we won the election. You've got the Clintons up to their eyeballs with Russian collusion, hitting a country they didn't sell out to. They pimped out America like a $2 whore. And now, you've got them since April with this information and none of it ever brought to light, none of it ever brought out. The story is now posted at newswars.com and infowars.com from the Daily Caller. And the Daily Caller, since I printed this morning, has changed the headline to make it more powerful, as I was just complaining earlier. Here was their old headline, exclusive police report indicates Wasserman Schultz. I want this reporter on ASAP. Police report indicates Wasserman Schultz aide, IT aide, planted computer for investigators to find. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in a lot of trouble. A laptop Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz has frantically fought to keep from prosecutors from examining may have been planted for police to find by her since indicted staffer Imran Awan. Along with a letter to the U.S. attorney. There's no doubting it. It was planted with letters. I mean, what more does it take when it's a letter? So even the Daily Caller puts doubt on a story that is crystal clear from their police sources that there's a laptop that was planted that was left there with these letters. And by the time it gets out to the press, it's like, no big deal. You know, they were just trying to flee the country. Don't worry about it. Don't worry what was in there. We've just got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, if there's nothing in there, sitting there months ago, 2 months ago, threatening the police chief of the District of Columbia that you're in big trouble if you don't give me that laptop right now, even though the brothers were already part of a criminal investigation. She was publicly obstructing on city television, on the cable channel that covers District of Columbia affairs in front of the whole world, potentially. You ask, why would she be so arrogant? Because it's all a con game with these people. Here's the clip.
Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way. And should expect that there would be consequences. I yield back.
Gentlemen, thank you for your testimony.
And she threatens him more before that in the full clip. In fact, we should probably back it up and play 5 minutes of it. I mean, it is amazing. And she is so scared We can't return the equipment, Police Chief Matthew R. Veradosa told the Florida Democrat. Amazing. So now, as Hurricane Irma barrels down on us, Trump needs to tweet this. Trump needs to talk about this. We need to get Fox News covering this because, of course, he planted the laptop. Of course, there are letters. Of course, he's trying to flee the country. If he was this hardcore criminal, probably was doing things illegal for the Democrats, he gets scared. He doesn't want it to be directly linked back to him, so he leaves it where they're going to find it with notes. It gets back to the police. The info leaks back to the Democrats. They go into full session meetings and say, you're going to give us that back right now or you're in big trouble and we're going to shut down your department. We're going to cut your funding. We're going to come after you. Why would you do it if there wasn't something devastating on it? And we know that Trump and Sessions and all of them know this. And no wonder you go back a couple months ago, Trump started flipping out on Sessions saying, why aren't you doing anything? Because we know what's going to be in there. All the foreign money, the Clinton Foundation propping up the Democratic Party. They've now done a cursory inspection of the Southern Poverty Law Center's books. Guess how much they've put in just the last couple years in the Caribbean banks? $64 million in just the last couple years. And you know there's a lot more than that. 60-plus million. What do you think the Southern Poverty Law Center does? The SPLC is a hardcore deep state cutout of leftist foundation operations nexusing in the CIA. You heard Steve Pachinik on just a couple weeks ago, who ran whole CIA projects, saying, yes, we helped set up the SPLC and its modern setup, and they've really stabbed America in the back. Oh, it's a CIA operation. But not run by the CIA. The CIA helped set up their current configuration more than about 25 years ago because of real white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement. They were supposed to infiltrate and find those groups. Instead, they turned it into a takeover of the white supremacist network in the country to beef it up, to empower it, and to weaponize it. But they couldn't get anybody to join. They couldn't find anybody. What a godless, evil group of sick garbage. You know what? I think I'm going to ask Pachinik to come on. Let's ask him to come on tomorrow and tell us about the SPLC. He's been hauled into federal court repeatedly when he talks about stuff on the show for violations of this or national security that. No, the national security violation is that that abomination, that offshore network, is trying to cause a race war in this country and destroy unity, and I'm not going to sit here and take it anymore. The story's up on Infowars.com. Please punch it up for viewers. We gave it a more powerful headline as it deserves. Police report to the Daily Caller that high-level Democrat DNC staffers planted the laptop and wrote letters to the police before trying to flee the country. Think about that. That's the reality. That's the real takeaway. That's the real headline here, ladies and gentlemen. It's up on Infowars.com. Even before the show started, 49 minutes ago, I went in and I said, I want this headline posted. I want this news up. I want this information up. I want it with a real headline so people understand what they're seeing. Boom! The stuff just hides in plain view, and it gets crazier and crazier and crazier what these arrogant monsters have done. Have you seen the picture of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary where they both look like witches cackling and laughing at a campaign event? I'm going to put that on screen. bombshell. Dem IT staffer planted computer for feds to find, left letter for DOJ/police. The information contained in that laptop will destroy the Clinton crime syndicate if it gets out. And that's why she'd boldly go and get in everybody's face. So the Daily Caller might be scared with their headline to say what their investigative team got from the police, but we're not. And our listeners aren't either. And it's time all this information come out, or we're going to lose to these monsters. We've got their chicken necks in our hands. And they've got their little rotting pink feet scratching at us. It'll do nothing. Can't even draw blood politically if we just keep bearing down and squeezing their little necks till their political eyeballs pop out. We're going to have victory. And it's time to politically burn this sucker down with all these rat goblins running it. It's time politically to wake up and to see the sleeping giant rise.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are back live.
We looked down a river and we see the
British. This breaking news is so incredibly important, and everyone has to get it out to your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, your family. It's got to become one of the biggest stories in the country. As you know, last week it came out that then FBI Director Comey had lied to Congress when he said that there was an open investigation into the Clintons when he went and interviewed them. It has now been confirmed, and Comey has admitted that he'd already told them they were exonerated and the investigation was closed. Now, on the heels of that massive fraud, the Daily Caller, talking to their sources in the D.C. police and others, have confirmed that one of the IT brothers that's now being held on house arrest, Imran Awan, who tried to flee the country, had planted the laptop there in the federal building with a note to the police explaining what was on it as a way to have an anonymous tip because he feared for his life with the other IT staffers that had mysteriously been killed, like Seth Rich. This is huge, massive news. The laptop had the username RepDWS. Even though the Florida Democrat and former Democrat National Committee Chairman previously said it was Awan's computer and that she had never seen it. That was to Congress. Later, she told the D.C. police on video, that's my personal property. You have to give it back to me if I'm not under criminal investigation. And he said, well, I can't give it back to you, obviously pointing out that she was under criminal investigation, which we now know she is. This is incredible. And the whole thing is unraveling, and their confidence game is coming to its knees. Bombshell. Top Democrat IT staffer planted the laptop and wrote letters to police as a tip to expose corruption, and this has been sat on since April and now. Awan is in house arrest in Florida, set to be hit by Hurricane Irma, and has asked a judge to remove GPS, citing possible emergency with kids in Pakistan. I hope that he doesn't end up disappearing during the hurricane. And by disappear, you know what I mean. Wow. So great job of the Daily Caller that is on this beat. This is Central. I want to get their reporters on to break this down. And he struck a deal to be let out of jail a few weeks ago, out of federal jail, federal prison. Now he is in Florida on house arrest and reportedly is working with the Department of Justice. The problem is the Department of Justice is riddled and filled with Obama and Clinton appointees that have been involved in every crime you can imagine. And now we know why former FBI directors Mueller and Comey are after Trump so hard, because they're desperate to change the subject away from the crime family and the Democratic Party they've been protecting so long, whose head is now on the chopping block. Incredible. Now it's up to you to get the story out. Briefly, we're not raising prices like Amazon on high-quality storable foods, water filtration, other emergency preparedness goods. We can ship within 24 hours. We're cutting the prices to the unprecedented 50% off on storable food with promo code IRMA at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got to end the special on Supermel Vitality and X2 and Selenium, 57% off, the biggest special ever. That has to end today because it's about to sell out. Thanks for supporting the broadcast. Hour number two coming up with Mike Cernovich in studio, Johnny Turner, Edwin Black, best-selling author.